allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Okay, this is for the June 20th, 2017 regular board meeting, and it's 6:05 p.m. Roll call vote, or sorry, roll call. Director Bowie?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
And Director Davis?
Here.
Director Link is absent.
Okay, the consent calendar. Any, do you approve?
I make a motion. Okay, read it off.
Just to modify the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of March last month, April 16th. Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes of March approved by Committee of
Finance. Turn your mic on. And speak into the mic, not under the table, please.
And the regular board meeting minutes and warrants of May 16th, 2017.
I make a motion to wait, so what you said.
Do we have a second?
I have a question. The minutes for the audit from last month, question real quick is, our finances, does that have anything to do with our budget? That we, did we approve our budget yet or no?
You did approve your budget. Are you asking why we're reapproving?
No, I'm just asking because I've been asked a couple of questions about our budget.
We did approve the budget.
And, okay, with our budget, we did not approve of director fees being increased, did we?
I believe
no,
it was lower.
And we voted that down.
We said no.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Did anybody have a question regarding the modified Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes approved April 18th, 2017? Anybody have a question regarding that? Okay, so motion to approve the consent calendar made by Director Bowie, second by Director Wargo. Roll call vote, Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye. No warrant. Board of contracts, none. Updates. San Gabriel Pass Regional Water Alliance update. Director Israel.
Okay, so we did the best practice, one of our best practices, and the budget. And as of right now, there's no changes to our MOU, and we are not going to be collecting dues this year. So we also did a change in our chair and seat and all that. And our chair is Debbie Franklin. Vice chair is me. Our treasurer is Daniel from Beaumont Cherry Valley. And our secretary is Ernest from High Valley. And that's about it. And Ibram. Is that going to be on this one too, or is that separate?
I'll do that in the manager report unless you want to say something.
No, that's quite okay.
Manager report?
Well, since she brought up Erwin, again, we recently formed the San Antonio Integrated Groundwater Management. And it's newly formed, also including the stakeholder meeting. And the reason why that we participated in the recycle project is because they're including Cabazon in funding or requesting for funding for wastewater. And so that's basically what has been being discussed right now is the mechanics behind how conducting a study for recycled water and also the benefits of providing Cabazon with wastewater. And that's basically where we're at this time. And any questions about that? I put together a PowerPoint I'd like to share with the board. On Monday, June 5th, 2017, your community's water district had been preparing to repair a leak on an 8-inch water pipeline. That 8-inch pipeline conveys water from the north side of Interstate 10, which has production wells 4 and 5 and water tanks 2 and 4. This means the pipeline runs underneath I-10 and two railroad tracks. The district's newly certified water operator, David, which is in the audience, coordinated with representatives from Union Pacific, SoCal Gas, Verizon, and Robertson Plant. To give you all a bird's eye view, here's an aerial photo of the leak. And the pipeline that I'm speaking about runs south down Millard, across Seminole, and there's a cluster of valves here which we had shut off to isolate the flow of water. The pipe, the 8-inch pipeline runs across the 10 and the two railroad tracks. And here's a Google picture, and if you look at the picture, it was taken in 2017, and here's the leak. This leak is highlighted in the rectangular box and can be seen by Google Maps satellite imaging. So technically, or feasibly, is you can probably say this leak occurred at least by January 2017, if not later. In 2016. Your community's water district field crew is hand digging to determine where the optic fiber lines are buried. The man in the reflective vest, he got cut off. Anyways, there's a man standing in a reflective vest standing over our field crew is an inspector from Verizon. And the orange flags, you can't see those either, but are markings for the location of the communication line.
Is that the leak on the left there?
What's that?
That was a live leak on the left?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was right between the there's the Robinson plant. There's their and it was right between the two railroad track, the railroad spur, and that's the water leak.
What's the length?
The length?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about maybe 150 feet. What happened was the state had requested we get an update on backflow devices. So I sent our crew out to search for, to locate existing backflow. Backflow devices, and also to see if there's any new backflow devices that the water customer had not reported. And that's how they discovered this leak. The fiber optic lines were buried beneath the community's water pipeline. Part of hand digging, again, is to prevent from causing damages to either the gas line, the underground electric line, and communication lines. When the water pipe was exposed, a dent and a pinhole was located right at the fold of the damaged pipe. There's more of a clearer picture later on in the presentation. And the dent was not caused by the current crew. You can, and again, in the later picture, you can see the rust, and there's a fold or a crease, and then a pinhole leak. So it just finally gave through just time.
How old is that pipe? 50 years?
No, I would say probably, I was still working for LA County, probably about 97, 98. You remember when they, you were around, weren't you?
You mean when they built the railroad spur?
No, the pipeline, you know, the two tanks, because... because
yeah, I think it was about 20 years. It was before. It was right before my time.
Okay.
I think it was right before my time.
An excavator was rented to dig a trench. Even though the community's water district backhoe may have done the job, the excavator was a precautionary need to complete the job. Other consideration for the excavator was its maneuverability, as the house sits on a rotating platform with steel tracks instead of wheels. The reach of the arm and bucket also exceeds the distance of the backhoe. Due to the numerous outside utilities, county, state, railroad inspector on site, which may bill the district for their time, coupled with being prepared for the unknown, since the previous management did not ensure as-built drawings or plans. As you can see, these tracks actually move independently, and the reach exceeds our backhoe, plus the volume of dirt. Once the water pipe was exposed, and there's the crease, you can see the rust, so it's been a while. A predetermined measurement was taken to cut out and replace the pipe. A pipe clamp would have been a quick fix, but having a crease where the water was emitting from would have caused the clamp to be ineffective. So basically we took a measurement, and we cut the pipes and replaced the entire section. This included a 25-foot, 8-inch diameter C900 pipe was ordered along with couplers. Mike Money, who is a representative from HD Supply, was notified the week before to be on work for last-minute material or part orders. Some of the other consideration or worst scenario, if this was not exposed, let's say there's a casing, a cement casing, we're going under the freeway, and or in another casing that goes under the I-10, it had been a disaster. Yeah. Between bonds and purchasing bonds and the equipment, and it had been close to like a $20,000 or $30,000 job. Then, your community's water district received a water leak emergency call on Date Avenue. I guess when it rains, it pours, huh? Ellie, who is not only your community water district business manager, but she is also a certified distribution grade 2 water operator, and Calvin responded to the Date Avenue call. It's quite a leak. The reason why I'm taking certified operator, which now we have both David and Ellie, is my goal was not only to have redundancy with our water production and water distribution system, but now I'm working having redundancy amongst humans. So one person is out, the other person can take over and do his or her job. And part of that is taking these people, the certified operators, and having them hands-on experience. They've done book work, they've done the training, but it's a lot different when you're out in the field.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can we get Ellie a bus that actually fits?
Really? She actually likes that one, I think.
It's my tent.
This turned out to be a six-inch water main leak. Here's David and Ellie. They were hand digging to expose the pipe, the leaky pipe, by trying to pump out the discharging water. Other than taking picture, I was myself and other team water team members went to retrieve parts, the backhoe, and isolate that section of town. Your community's water team were rapidly trying to prime the water pump with traffic cones full of water. And I'm going to give a shout out to Ellie for that, because instead of using a drinking water bottle, 8 ounce or 12 ounce, she goes, well, why don't we use the traffic cones? Because and there's some, she's learning, see? She thinks on the job. Yeah. And
what was that?
Water,
too. You got water on my
eyes.
It takes a warming up.
Yep.
And the reason why we wanted to hurry and prime the pump was to avoid overflowing the dirt shoulder drill that may result in public and private property damages due to flooding. David and Ellie in this photo were discussing the Date Avenue repair. David also provided updates on the Robinson plant rupture. Water pipe repair. Ellie and Calvin began receiving calls from water customers from the west side of town stating that their water pressure was low.
So, yeah.
Do you have something to say?
Once the Date Street emergency repair was completed and that job site was cleaned up, your community water team returned to finish the Robinson plant water pipe repair.
I don't see Ellie in the ditch.
What's that?
I don't see Ellie in the ditch.
Yeah, I wouldn't put her in the ditch. They kicked me out.
Well, the two persons that you see is James and Clay. Clay's trying to install the couplers. And David is in the house of the excavator. In the meantime, part of the water team were at the Robinson plant completing the rupture water pipe repair. Ellie and Calvin were completed the daily production well checks for the crew. Again, when it rains, it pours. Mm-hmm. Notice all the chlorine on the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, two, chlorinator tubing has sprung a leak. And top that, then we get a storm. Later at well one, a foot long air bubble was discovered in the chlorinator tubing. Usually you have little air bubbles, but something that's a foot long, there's a problem. So here is your community water team's completed job at the Robinson plant water pipe repair. The damaged and bent water pipe was taken to the district main street yard. We may file a claim with Verizon or MCI so that's why I retrieved the pipe as evidence. On your desk,
can we prove that it was them that caused it?
What's that?
Can we prove that it was them that caused it?
I can't hear you. You're speaking to your mic.
Can we prove that it was them that caused it?
It was them who was trenching to put the fiber optic line. Mm-hmm. That's the only utilities line that was under there. The gas and the underground electric. We're off to this, actually on the dirt road.
Are they denying that they?
No, I haven't contacted them. Okay. That's something for me to gather and then for it to see, and you'll work on that. Currently, if you look at your HD supply, everybody. These are the three bills that came in for that repair. HD supply, on the rock, the Johnson Rento, with an excavator that's on the backside, and trench shoring, which is the steel plates required by OSHA for anything more than 5 foot deep. So the total right now is at $1,949. This will does not include staff time from the district, Verizon, the county, the gas, and Union Pacific. That's all in the works, and whatever other bills come through that we've spent. But currently, at this time, the existing bill, it's about $2,000. Also, I included a backup bill here, invoice. And when people start questioning you about why did you adjust the water rates, it's because of these costs. This is just two wells. $565. We have four production wells. These are just two. That's not including the weekly, the quarterly, biannual, and annual samplings that were required by state law. The next day, your community water team detected an unlawful water connection on Date Avenue. The Riverside Sheriff's Department was called and the alleged violator was cited for 498B of the California Penal Code, theft of utilities. I will be filing with the DA should this individual is convicted to include in his sentencing the costs of staff time and the cost to repair the connection. Any questions? And that's my report for this week or this month.
Yeah, how did you know there was
theft
there? No, I mean like.
Remember the date repair that we had in emergency.
Is that why?
Hold on. Let me see if I can.
It's the same that is.
You see that mobile home? It was not there. So one of our shop water operators goes, that motorhome wasn't there. So he went to go check to see if there was an illegal connection, and there sure was.
So yeah. What did he connect? Connect from the meter all the way down to the place, to the mobile home?
He used the hose.
There's a garden hose. Oops. And he trenched underneath almost 50 feet to reach his trailer.
There was no meter there,
and the service was shut off for almost a year.
So what are you looking at in your preferences?
I'm sorry?
What are you looking at in recovery fees?
I haven't determined that yet because we haven't finished repairing it. All we did was just capped it off, and we have other things right now we need to do.
So
we go by there at least once a week to check.
Was it just a squatter or something?
Yeah, he's a squatter, and he and Ellen knows him. He goes all over town parking and squatting.
Is that a motorhome or
a it looks like a. He has a. No, it's a like a toy box. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, any questions? That it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Okay, old business. Sustainable groundwater update. Gentleman Louie and Mr. Steve Anderson.
You go ahead.
Well, you'll remember that the board approved the agreement, the memorandum of understanding, as did the other couple of agencies around here, the city of Banning, Banning Heights, Pass Agency. And that package was put together and submitted to the Department of Water Resources. And once you submit it, you have 90 days until that collective becomes the official groundwater sustainability agency for this region. And you're 2 months into it, so you got 1 month left. So the middle of July, that collective will be the official groundwater sustainability agency. And the truth is that if anyone wanted to compete with you, they have to file by June 30th, which is only what, 10 days away or something?
Yeah, 10 days.
20? So 10 days, and no one's gonna file in the next 10 days, so you're gonna get it. And then, you know, the harder work will begin on preparing that groundwater sustainability plan, but I imagine Calvin and maybe Bob will go over and meet with the other entities, and they'll start figuring out how to do it. Hopefully the pass will pay for most of it, but we'll see what they want to do on that. We've hoped, we're crossing our fingers that they want to share their money.
So, Bob, the engineer?
Bob, your engineer, because you're going to have a technical committee of some sort trying to figure out what to do, and that's more technical and engineering stuff than lawyer stuff, to be honest. So.
Yeah, I've already sent an email to the consultant and City of Banning, who is the lead agency in the IRMA, and notifying that Bob Creeder is going to be our alternate.
Okay. Next is the stretch of action. Request for a waiver of connection fee. James F. McGarry? Not here.
Not here. And I understood he didn't come last time either, and you guys gave him a second shot to show up.
Did he give a response?
I left him a voice message, and I emailed him.
And obviously we sent him a letter.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think it's time that we just deny it.
Make a motion? Take a motion. Request for waiver of connection fee. That how we're gonna do it?
Yeah, your motion would be if the board wants to deny his request for a waiver, you could take a motion and deny it, or however you want to proceed.
And he asked for a motion for denial of the waiver for connection fee for Mr. James McGarry.
I make a motion we deny the waiver for the connection fee.
Second.
Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye. New business. Adoption of regulations regarding abatement of the cost of register of voters, county oversight director, director election candidate statements, director to determine whether district for each individual candidate will pay for director election candidate statements to the county register of voters office. Estimated cost $350 per candidate statement. Recommendation: each individual candidate to pay for their own candidate statement.
This is something that the county sends to the district every election year. As long as I've been here, we've always had the candidate pay for their own candidate statement, but it's up to the board whether they want to change that and have the district pay for that instead. We recommend the candidate pay for it. But it's up to you. So, and I do need a formal decision by the board so I can send it to the county. That's why this is on the agenda.
I make the motion that we go ahead and have the candidate do their pay for their own statement.
Can I make a suggestion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I noticed on this paperwork that Director, I believe if I'm reading it right, Director Bowie and Director Wargo Names are on here as the term being up. You're not running.
I am not running.
Okay.
I made that official statement. I am not running.
Because to the extent you're even contemplating running, it might be considered self-interested to vote on something.
Once again, I am not running.
I understand. So you're clear. You abstain. Good item. Thank you.
So roll call vote. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Abstain.
Abstain. Director Davis?
Aye.
Discussion action of the. What's that first word? Benjamin?
Ben
copper testing. 10 volunteers needed. So is this like 5 already or something? Or are we giving these people a special help?
I'd like to have our new water operator come up and provide you all with instructions if you want to volunteer to take a, you know, obtain a sample from your house. And he'll explain the procedures to you. David? Come to the table and talk into the mic.
I got to sit and talk on a microphone.
Enjoy it.
Thank you. Okay, no, just for, thanks for participating in it. Every year.
Turn it on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, turn it on.
Okay. Really? All right. Every other year we got to do the lead and copper. Mm-hmm. So you got your, there should be a chain of custody in front of you. You got your plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. I'm taking your samples. Your water's got to sit for at least 6 hours in your house. Untouched, so it's like early morning when you wake up and just sleep all night. First thing in the morning before anybody disturbs water, fill your bottles all the way up. It's very, very important, the date and the time, the date and the time that you take the sample. That's very, very important. You can see where, up top, I don't have my glasses.
On your head.
Thank you. I think everything's pretty much filled out. The project name would be, the location would be your address. And then the sample information, you just enter your name and signature. And then down the sample ID again, you put your address. And the date and time you'll see right there, very, very important. And we need to have these back in by Wednesday, the 21st, by 10 a.m.
Like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. June 21st.
Yep,
tomorrow.
Yeah. What it says.
Morning.
What it says.
Go in the morning and bring it up.
Guess you're doing it tonight.
And then when you come in and drop them off, that's when you'll get your relinquish it, sign and date that at the very bottom.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most of them are. They all should be filled out.
Yeah.
And everything. Yeah, it's just imperative that date and time is very, very important.
My name's John Doe.
That's a sample. That's a sample.
I know, I take it. Wait, the last page. You gotta fill out. You already did yours? You haven't even filled out yet. You haven't even done it. You haven't even piss test yet. Okay. Everybody understand?
Any questions?
I'm just happy it's not a medical sample bottle.
Exactly.
don't do that.
Thank you.
Okay, no, thank you.
Now you can go home.
No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to listen all that.
Okay.
I did mine.
Do we need to get approval here or something? Discussion action, no? Do we need to make a motion for that or no?
Are we going to do roof fall? Who's going to do it or what?
I think it was put on here, discussion action item, if we had a surplus of residents that also wanted to attend.
Oh, okay.
Can
I have my next door neighbor do it?
Well, we...
Come on, you got us.
You could, but we like to try to get a variation of samples from different areas of town.
Okay, yeah.
That helps.
Did y'all talk to Carrie yet?
So if
okay, we... Okay, I understand.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions regarding it?
So when do we get an answer for this? just in case our water is bad or, you know.
You will receive
something in the mail or whatever.
The results.
Call me or something.
Yeah, you will receive the results by the mail as soon as they come in.
You can save the money and call me.
In the past, with customers to encourage their cooperation, remember what kind of a discount we got?
It's like
$10.
$10? $10. Yeah. So I volunteer my tenants and I'll pay $10 out of my own pocket. So that's, I think Chairman Link will also volunteer. So that's six. So if you can think of, but we have to have an even representation of the system. I'll speak with them all because they have a kitchen. So I'll see if your general manager will cooperate, which I'm sure she will. And maybe there's a couple other residents I know north of the freeway that I can approach. But I just want to, I think what we need is just a consensus or a head nod to that you guys are still on board with the $10 discount. Or a $10 payment to entice customers that aren't employees.
So you have someone over on the east side doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got three of us on the same side.
I call it the third world. Where the Date Street, where the leak was and everything, that's the third world. You got anybody over there? In that little section, whatever, where the leaks have been?
Say, Director Bowie and I represents the west side.
Oh. You're over there too, the east side?
And then you got Wargo, you and me from our side.
Yeah, on the east side. So we just need the rest of them. I just need it in the west and west and the north of I-10.
On the other side
of
the tracks.
Okay.
Okay.
So if you have any, friends or relatives or anybody that lives in this area, you can reach out and give us a call.
They'll get a
$10
discount on their
bill. That what we did last year or the year before?
I did it.
I got $10
off my bill.
If you tell a person that, you
almost
a lot of people.
What about Ray and Kelly?
Huh? Ray Kelly Lerma, Diana Morris.
They're the ones that, that live way over there. You know where they hit that fire hydrant?
Yeah.
Right there. There's somebody who lives right there. We know.
Well, we need some the west side north of the freeway.
So. Oh, the west side of the freeway?
Yeah.
By the outlets.
Yeah. Oh, I know a couple people up there.
Just, I'm sorry to interrupt, that board members are not getting a $10 credit,
right?
No.
Good. Okay.
No.
Board members are employees of the district.
Yeah.
As I said, I just want to make sure.
I want you guys to get in trouble.
Like I said, for the record again.
Just making sure.
I volunteer my tenants, but I will pay out of my pocket the $10. So there's no conflict.
Uh-huh. Okay, number three. Approval of NBS contractor of new district capacity and miscellaneous fees.
What's this?
So as you know, we recently had NBS taking a look at our water rates.
Yeah.
And the board approved the water rate increase. This contract, it's separate. It does not have anything to do with water rates. It has to do with the fees, the district fees. So for example, if a district the hydrant that was hit on Maxine Street in March, the district had to send out a backhoe to perform work. Mm-hmm. When we invoiced the party responsible for incurring that accident, we charged them backhoe charges. So what NBS is going to look at are all the district's fees for items such as that, and they'll say, okay, you're undercharging here or you're overcharging there. If a customer's water is turned off, there's a fee to turn it back on. If it's turned off due to non-payment, there's a fee to turn it back on. NBS is going to review all that and say, okay, you're overcharging, it needs to be this, or you're undercharging, it needs to be that.
So this is more like, because we did our water rate and we changed that. So this is to go with the fees and all the other
End of it.
Well, here's the deal. and I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this right now, but under Proposition 26, the district can't overcharge or undercharge people for certain things like this, like fees, right? You're not allowed to. Your rate base cannot subsidize somebody who has fire hydrant and has to deal with it, but you can also not overcharge the people that you're doing the work for. So you have to hit the right number. That's what the law requires. And obviously, is it 2632 or 2635? That's okay. But the to my mind, as painful as it is to pay money to a consultant to do this, that's what the law requires now, is that you have your fees correct. And really the most important part of the work that I see in here is not so much these inspection fees and day-to-day fees, it's the other thing that they're doing, the capacity fees. Because when you have new development that comes into Cabazon and they have to pay a capacity fee to connect to your system, you have to have that number correct, what you're charging those guys. And so even if the district board, even if the board said, well, we don't want to pay all this, we don't want to do all this work, to my mind, I might be wrong here, but I would suggest that if you're going to spend the money, you should do it. But if you want to spend only half the money, then do the capacity fee study. Because you don't want the next developer who's in here, you want to be able to justify what you're charging them and not have them question you or sue you, and you want to know what those numbers are, and you have not updated those numbers. I think Krieger did it, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago, that's too long. You're supposed to do it every 5 years, and so that's the reason for doing it, in my mind.
Didn't we just have them do our budget numbers and look at all of our finances and tell us why is this kind of happening? Why is this additional fees that we're including what we just paid for them to do?
Because these fees don't relate to what you charge your customers, your existing customers. These are fees that you charge for new people who want to come into your system, or for people who do something like hit a fire hydrant, or you know, the other very inspection fees and that kind of thing. So you have different kinds of fees that you charge. These are effectively outsiders. How much do you charge the outsider who wants to come into the district? And those fees, you're supposed to recover the costs associated with that. You know what I mean? So if it costs you $5,000 to do something for a guy, they're supposed to give you the $5,000. It's not supposed to affect your water rates. It's supposed to be they pay for whatever kind of service they're getting from. Or if they're buying into the system, they have to pay their fair share.
I just don't understand why that wasn't included in looking at our budget and what we just paid for. Because I'm not sure that this is saying that it's going to be, you know, a week and a half's worth of work for people, that they don't have this all just in a spreadsheet somewhere and they just update it.
It was set.
Right. I doubt it, because when they're setting water rates, what they're looking at is the total costs of what it takes to run the district, basically, right? Buy the water, do the O&M and everything else. They put that into a bucket and then they distribute it out as the board voted for. That's totally separate from, hey, a new guy wants to join, or there's a fire hydrant that's been hit and those guys, we've got to recover our costs from them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but with NBS, did we pay them to do the rate study, then we paid them to do the budget, and now we're paying them to do this again?
We did not.
I thought you did the budget in-house.
We did not pay them to do the budget. NBS had nothing to do with the budget. That was the district. The district, because I did take a look at the budget to see, hey, do we have anything set aside for something similar to this? And under temporary labor, we did have $10,000 budgeted for something similar to this. It is slightly over. I think it's 1,100, 1,200. So it was $11,310. So $1,310 over this $10,000 budget. The budget is a guideline to follow. But it's a good guideline to follow.
I guess I'm just a little confused on it. I'm just wondering if I don't know if you guys understand it completely, because I sure do.
I don't want to step on toes, but if we're going to have this kind of study go on, shouldn't we have maybe other consultants come in and give us a bid on it?
Or is it NBS has been the cheapest. I'm confused on this. I'm wondering can we maybe have NBS come back in and re-explain this to us? Exactly what we're going to get, what is this analysis? Because we just paid what was it, 15 grand for the water rate study? And why wouldn't they have said, hey, for another this many, while we're already in your books, we can do this as well?
I'm with her on that.
They could have given us a note, some kind of a deal on it.
Yeah, you know, we're doing this now, we're going to, because this is almost, this is more than half the cost of what they just did. So I'm not sure. I'm just confused on what this is, and if we only have $10,000 budget set aside for the whole year for something like this, this takes it all up right off the bat for what? I'm not sure what we're getting for. I know you've explained it, but they've got the numbers and the slideshows and their account.
Do you want to, I don't want to step on Calvin's toes, but you could also ask Krieger and Stewart, your district engineer, for a bid on this too, because they did it the last time, just to compare prices if you want.
Yeah, when's the last time we've done this?
2009?
Yeah, you didn't do it. You haven't done it for 8 or 10 years. I remember the last time you did it. It's time.
So we need to do it again. I'm just wondering.
Again, particularly the capacity fee.
If that extra charge needs to be just right now.
Yeah. You really should do the capacity fee if you anticipate any even a single developer coming in here. You don't want to have that number wrong, because that could make a huge difference in your budget, right? Just one developer, you raise that $1,000 and they need 50 units worth of connection, all of a sudden, you know, you just cost yourself 50 grand, you didn't have the right number. So that number in particular, I'd be concerned if you don't move forward with that at some point.
I can do obtain an estimate from Krieger and Stewart, and the reason why we're asking the board to look at this is, if you remember, I said earlier with the Irwin meeting, we're included in wastewater. Like, we applied for a grant, and we're going to do a study here in Gamazon for us with wastewater. Just recently, we're going to have a developer, a Dollar General store, that's going to be built right next to a 76 station, and they just gave the district a $23,000 deposit for construction and plan checking. So developing in this town is the horizon. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be within 5 years, but it's coming, and I want to be prepared. And part of this is charging the fees that are reasonable, and as I said, with the water rate studies, we adjusted the rates so we're no longer charging under what the cost it is to produce a cubic feet of water. Now we need to address this and not undercharge developers that are coming into town. And 10 days before to readjust the rates is not the time to do it. Yeah, now is the time to do it. Begin to prepare for the future. Do you have a question?
I'm just a little, I'm surprised I didn't bring this up when we had the bid last time. And since, I mean, you're talking years and years and years down the road, we just spent 15 grand to get them to do a study for it. To turn around, I mean, just went by. The people just got their bills, and now we're gonna. It just seems excessive, and I'm not. And so we can have them come in and explain to us what these charges are, what we're gonna get out of this.
Get a breakdown.
What's that?
Get a breakdown.
But if you look at breakdown, that's exactly how we're presenting this. You know, one thing at a time. You know, first is the water rates, and now it's charging. Because as Steve said, these does not affect our customers, new customers that want to come into the district.
Yeah, but are we looking at new customers right now? We're by our peak. This is peak season right now. We've just increased the water rates. We're going to finally get, maybe there might be a surplus of cash. At this point, this is peak season. It's hot. It's heat wave right now. And suddenly we're adding another 11 grand for another study. It just seems, to me, it seems like it's not the right time to do that. It's right time to maybe pay down our debts, get back under what we needed all this rate increase for. Not for another, I don't know what 64 hours worth of work, what we're going to get from that. We're going to have a spreadsheet and that they can do and that they just change some numbers on, because that's what I,
Could we postpone it until the beginning of next year?
I'm sorry?
Could we postpone it to the beginning of next year?
I would have to confer with my business manager, but is possible.
You?
It's potentially, we can.
As long as we're not going to be in a legal bind for waiting,
well,
I don't see why we couldn't.
I mean,
but
put it off this long. I mean, what's to put it off a couple more months? I mean,
that way it gives time for monies to kind of catch up.
I don't see why. Now, your budget that was approved, this was
for $10,000, but this is over.
But this was taking into account the money, the revenue that would come in with the increased water rate. So do you keep that
right
in mind?
Right away, once they've done that, they know our studies. Right away, boom, they're going to give us another bill for $11,000. Oh, by the way, you need this? Did they take that into consideration when we look at the water rates? No. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. So it seems like it seems fishy timing to me.
It does.
I
don't feel comfortable doing it.
They did.
It's not what I'm comfortable. I don't know what it is, what we're going to get. I need a breakdown. I can't just look at an email and say, yes, I agree with this community to spend this much money on this because I don't know what we're getting.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me go back a little bit. When we were in the process of reviewing the water rates, it did get brought up at one time, very briefly, mind you. They didn't do any investigation, but it was, hey, we have these other rates and charges. And they said, oh, well, that's not part of the water rate study. So they didn't look at these. It's in your packet. They didn't look at these other miscellaneous charges and fees.
But they said, well, these
look pretty old. If you guys want to update this, you can. Now, they did send an amended contract, but at the time, you know, we're still in the fiscal year, we're almost ended, but this was going to, we were already over budget, we were going to go way over budget if we added this in, and the water rate study itself was a big production. So management said, let's hold off on this, we don't have the money this fiscal year, this is something we can review possibly next fiscal year. We were already over budget on the temporary labor with that water rate study. Does that everyone follow? Does everyone understand? We're already over budget. We could have brought it to the board, but it instead of just being over budget, you would have been way over budget. That's why we waited for the new fiscal year, or closer to it at least, for
well,
the board
fine.
To come.
I'm not saying I'm against it. I just want to know what it is that we're.
The board could wait on this, but just keep in mind that if there is any new development, we will be missing out on those fees.
On a fee, and I get that we're not having big giant developers come in this month that we can't wait for them to come in next month to explain what we would be getting for this cost.
No, but we have just, I'm not sure how closely everybody's been reviewing the financials, but we have had at least three new services this last fiscal year. I did bring it up during the finance and audit meeting. So it's over a year, over a course of a year. So it is a long time, but three services, that's huge for the district. We haven't had that many services in a long time. Most of the time it's zero new services. So for three new developments, that's a big deal for Cabazon. And then as Calvin mentioned, with Dollar General arriving, hopefully that'll bring other businesses to Cabazon. So those are all new connection fees. So if we're only charging X amount of dollars when we should be charging Z amount of dollars, we're losing out on thousands
of
dollars.
Yeah, that's one connection fee. We're not going to up that cost $11,000. We're getting like one new connection, and it's not even coming this month. So I just want to break down those. And I don't think pushing that off a month is waiting.
No, and like I said, if the board wants to wait, as long as we're not in any legal bind, the board wants to wait a few months, it shouldn't cause a problem. You're just going to lose out on any potential fees or money that could come in between now and then the time when the board actually approves this study and it's approved. So it's to the pleasure of the board what they want to do. We just want to bring it to your attention and make sure that you're well informed so you can make a well informed decision.
Did you say, I'm not arguing with you, but Dollar General they are in a hurry. They are they would like to break ground next month.
Say what?
I mean, are we talking, how much is the connection here?
Where are they breaking ground at?
Oh, wait, how much is the connection here?
76 is right there, Circle K.
Right there.
Well, it's 76 now.
Yes.
Okay, but it's Circle.
Yeah, it's just that guy right there.
Okay, what's our current capacity?
For a 3/4 inch meter, I want to say it's about $13,000 currently.
Okay. So, and for a 1/2 inch?
This is a guess. I want to say it's about 15,000. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. So what I'm saying is that.
But I know
that price isn't. Well, we have $11,000, and so we can get another $3,000 out of this company if they come in this month. I mean, if we think that's. I don't think that's.
I'm not comfortable with it. We can take a vote on it now, and I know I'm not comfortable with.
I want to know why we have to have 3 different people working on our little account here. That's what I want to know. And they're all, it looks like 2 tasks, 3 different people, and we're looking at.
May I make a suggestion to the board? If the board does table it tonight, it might not be a bad idea to kind of look at other agencies and just to get an idea. Nobody's quite like Cabazon, but it might not be a bad idea to get an idea of what other capacity fees are. Because I want to say somebody told me one time that for a 3/4 inch meter, which is 13,000 here, for a 3/4 inch meter somewhere else, it was like 25,000 or some larger number. I want to say that's what somebody told me one time. Just to give you an idea.
I understand we're going to start growing and we need to know what we need to have this done. Okay, but maybe we should see if we can't find something to do the rate on. Because I mean, we just raised our rates. We got some customers that are, excuse my language, but pretty pissed off about it. And here we are out spending money. Sorry, I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not comfortable with that. We're not trying to get money so we can spend it. Understand, we need to make our district better for our customers and our community. I'm the first one out there. But let me tell you what, I ain't raising rates so we can spend money. Ain't doing it. I'm just not comfortable doing it.
Can I make a motion? Is that how I stop? Okay. I make a motion that we have NBS come in and explain these fees.
And given the motion, would you like us to take bids, reach out, or have Ellie and I contact Bob Krieger and see what his estimate is? Do you have a second?
You can just move to table the matter and then just give staff direction separately from that. I think they understand what you want to do. So if you just move to table it, I think they've got the message.
And I apologize again. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on toes, but
it's in the best interest of the district.
Hot flash. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. So roll call. Director Bowie.
Aye.
Director Israel.
Aye.
Director Wargo.
Aye.
Director Davis.
Aye.
So does that mean we're going to direct management trying to get bids or?
Bids.
Can I clarify? You mean informal bids? We'll just call and ask. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Do we have any public comments out there?
Do
I need to sign in?
No, you have something to say. Okay, come on up, Miss Mariner. Sit, stand, squat.
Turn on the mic. Thank you.
We need fireworks.
I'm one of the customers that's really, really ivory with the water increase right now. I'm just saying, I think it would be a good time to just take a look at maybe what last year's revenue is, at this time last year, and this year's for this month. I think it's going to give a real clear idea of where you guys stand financially. Also, too, the Dollar General is coming in. I have very close inside information that that development is going to be coming very, very fast. So be excited for that. Also, too, we're going to be doing a community neighborhood cleanup day this Saturday. There's three addresses that were selected. And one is on Plum, the other one is on Aloma, and then on Blanche Avenue, and they will start at 7 o'clock in the morning, right? Is that Aloma? Aloma.
Is it Aloma or is it on the east end?
It's on Aloma. I mean, not Aloma.
It's on Sunrise, isn't it?
Is it that? What's the one, not Aloma, what's the one over at the very last street next to Maxine?
Adele.
Yeah. Adele. It's on Adele. So there will be one on Adele, one on Plum, and one on Blanche. It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning until 12. Okay.
So be there early because they fill up fast.
Yes. We filled up in 30 minutes last time. So please spread the word.
Are they taking tires?
No. No tires this time.
Computers?
No.
No electrical stuff at all?
No.
Just rubbish.
Just rubbish.
Are we going to have somebody out there watching for people hitting fire hydrants?
There will be county workers out meandering the areas and stuff, so we'll be out there. And I did, I kind of drove around tonight and did see cleanup, so. Okay?
Are they handing out Lambs Canyon tickets?
I'm not sure yet.
Because I know that people at Lambs Canyon, talking to Steve and Jaime, if you have large loads, you call it the day ahead, and they'll give you a pass to Lambs Canyon. Because we did that, and they gave us a pass.
I'm not sure about that, but I do know that the dumpsters will be available and everybody's ready, so it's going to be hot, so get there early. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. Future agenda items. Any suggested agenda items from the crowd out there? Management? At the board?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we put in a community poll. I would like these matters investigated. And this one is for Mr. Links.
Yeah, you can't consider it this time since it's just handed out. It's not on the agenda.
We're in a water rate study. We're looking for volunteers, right?
Get $10
off the bill. She lives on my side. Sorry about that.
I live with, we all live like half a block
away. I can certainly use a credit on my water bill right now.
I know, you know.
You want a new bottle or?
No,
So we're gonna adjourn or what? I need to go check on my Grammy. She turned 82 today. And she wasn't feeling good now.
Ready to motion? We can't talk about this today.
Oh, real quick, if everybody could say a prayer for Ashley, my sister. The beginning of the month, her daughter's dad was killed in a car accident. A year ago, her husband was killed over here. And at the beginning of the month, her daughter's dad was killed. Today, her dad had another heart attack. So if you guys could pray for her, please.
Prayers. So this is just a suggestion, isn't it, or something? Put this on the agenda?
Next month.
Next month? Okay. Then management comments?
No comment for me.
Kelly? Board member comments? Okay, future board. Next board meetings, finance and audit work stuff. Tuesday, July 19th, 5 p.m. Regular board meeting, Tuesday, July 19th, 6 p.m. Council meeting done. Thank you for going to pass water alliance. Meeting Wednesday, June 28th, 2017, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Director Bowie?
Aye.
Director Israel?
Aye.
Director Warga?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And it is 7:10. All right, thank you.